You are living in a time of great contrast, which is part of what makes the difficulty with your nervous systems. So we would like to speak to you about that for a while. You see, the thing that makes stress stay in a body is two ends of a spectrum at war with each other. Now, that does not mean that you are personally at war, but it sometimes means that you are feeling the war on two ends of a spectrum. And it makes you pull so far out of your center that you find your body is having difficulty sometimes discharging stress. Now, we are going to not go into the complicated aspects of this, but use this as an example. Let us say in your life, there is someone on this end of the spectrum saying, you need to work harder. You need to do more. You need to be more available, more whatever. And on this end of the spectrum, there is someone saying to you, you need a vacation. You need to rest. You need not to take on so many things. Now, here is the problem. Both of these voices could be people you care about in different parts of your life. But energetically, there is no way for you to hold your energy in the center of your body and be running out to respond to these extremes. So we are giving you in a very simple way one of the things that causes stress. Now, if these voices are not people outside of you, but are inside of you, then it is still stressful. To hold a centered energy means you cannot pull the rubber band too hard or there will be a snap. Now, we used two examples of what women often hear, but you understand there are many polarizing voices that exist not only in your life, but inside of you, and as expectations from the world around you. And what you have been taught is that if you are a good woman, then you will worry about all of this. You will be constantly questioning yourself to see if you are doing the right things for these polarized voices. And when that is going on with you, you are going to find yourself stressed and you are going to find yourself exhausted. So we would like to speak to you about where you need to go when you are hearing these polarized voices, whether you are hearing them outside of you or inside of you. The challenge for women being the victims of a patriarchal system with the outside voices is that the people pleasing. That whole idea that was visited on woman practically from the beginning of time, that voice that says, if you were good, if you had it right, then no matter where the voices came from, you would be able to satisfy those voices, to make those people or those challenges or whatever you want to call them, make them peaceful and calm and happy. Let us simply say that is a lie. It has always been a lie. That is not an expectation that you should take on in your life. It is not good, it is disrespectful, and it pulls you out of your own center. And it is your center where you know what it is that is good for you to do, good for you to feel, good for you to respond to, and also what is not good for you to respond to. So in the center of yourself is the honoring. In these polarities is stress. Now, the other place we will mention is when you hear the voices of the polarities inside of you. That comes from an equally dark belief that was imposed on woman, and it has to do with perfection. So here we have demands here. And somewhere or other, your belief that you should be able to meet all these demands, and then demands over here, on the other end of the polarity scale. But what it stimulates or hooks is your belief that you are actually supposed to not only be able to do all of that, but to do it perfectly. And if you cannot come to that belief and say, excuse me, no, I know what is important for me to respond to. I know what is good for me, and I do not need it to be perfect. If we can begin to give up the artificial demands, then there is a space in us where we can begin to hear the legitimate demands and to put down the ones that are not legitimate. So, in everything that you are doing, remember that the place that you are headed for is the center. This is not being critical of anybody or anything in your life, but it is reminding you that if you do not hold center and you do not hold the respect for yourself that you need to hold center, then stress is going to be not something that merely moves through, because we certainly all experience that kind of stress, but it is going to become a condition. And when stress becomes a condition, then your physical body as well as your emotional body are unhappy, because you are not holding center for them. You are not holding center for yourself and your well-being. And these beliefs, which we will speak about a little bit later, are pulling you to one end of the scale or the other. And what you must give up, is the idea that you are responsible for all of that, because you are not. And internally, what you want to give up is the idea that it is your job here on the earth to be perfect. It is not. Those two lies are the cause of so much pain in your life, so much pain in the world. And if we can return to center again, and to respect for who you are, what you know, and what you need, then you are well on the way to empowering yourself as a wise woman. And in doing so, being the best kind of example to your children, to your friends, to the people you care about. It is in that center that there is truth. In the polarities, there is only stress. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Make a straight spine and begin to breathe deeply, easily. Know that your breath is sacred. And that you are breathing in love for every part of your body. And exhaling fear. Feel a cocoon of energy come completely around your body and feel yourself safe inside of this energy. And know that this energy contains the universe's support for you. That there is in this energy everything that you need. And when you lean back, feel the energy come into you to hold you up, to support you, to protect you, to love you. And inside of this energy, you can grow, and the energy will grow with you. Now find that you are standing beneath a waterfall. Still inside this protective energy. And let that waterfall wash away the weak, wash away any stresses or upset or pain that you might have felt. Let the waterfall wash it away, and as it does, feel that you are becoming lighter. Where there may have been tension or burden in your body, feel that that has all been washed away. Now become aware of your heart center and the light that is in your heart. And see that your heart is like a garden, beautiful and glowing and full of life. See the trees and the flowers and the water that runs there. And know that this is your center. The place that has everything that you need and that knows everything that you are. And see that there is water running through your heart center. And when you feel heaviness, take the energy of that heaviness and give it to the water. and let it wash it all away. And see that in your heart there is the knowledge that says that you are here to be free, that you are here to be strong and wise and joyful. And let your heart hold that knowledge for you. And from the light in your heart, feel that a beam of light is sent down into your solar plexus. And let that light begin to displace all of the emotional energy that you no longer wish to carry. Feel it flowing out of the solar plexus and out of the cocoon of light that holds you. Feel the light from your heart drop down and into the second center in your body. And let that light begin to displace the shame and the judgment that may have held you prisoner, beliefs that no longer serve your life as a living, growing, blessed child of the light. And as the light displaces the judgment and the shame, feel them leave your body and leave the cocoon that protects you. Feel the light from your heart go down through your body and into the root. And let the light begin to work with your root center, to put energy together, an energy that is your creative path, that holds in your body what you're here to do, what you're here to create. And as the light builds that creation for you, feel it displace any fear that you might have about that. Fear that leaves the body and leaves the cocoon of light that protects you. Now move back into your heart, which is now communicating with these lower chakras, so that information is shared and your center is strong. And feel the light in your heart move up and into your throat. And let the light begin to displace negative communication that you may have with yourself or that you accept from someone else. Feel the light displace that communication, move it out of your body and out of the cocoon of light that protects you. Feel the light from your heart move up and into the third eye. And let that light open the third eye. And feel yourself become intuitive again, knowing and wise as you were when you first came to Earth. And feel the light displace all the fear about knowing, all the fear about being powerful. And feel that fear moved out of your body and out of the cocoon of light. Feel the light from your heart come up and into your crown. And let that light open the crown. And feel it open even wider. And feel all the blessings of the universe in a golden light pour into your body. Let yourself receive wisdom and abundance and love and joy and power and peace. Keeping the crown open, take in all that you can from the universe, which is infinite in its ability to give you all these things. And breathe it in. And move your attention into your heart center and see that the universe, which supplies you with everything, has left a gift for you. And it is a gift uniquely for you, resting the mind. Allow yourself to know your gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.